Hello and welcome to Yvonne Beelings. This is Ella,
Victoria
and Ailey
with Yvonne Beelings for you today. Topics for coming up today is a general knowledge quiz, special interview with Barbara Hepworth, songs and lots more. First of all, we have news and reminders. Now, we'd just like to remind you that there is lots of things in the lost property box, so have a rummage around because it's very full. It's jumpers, hats, coats, gloves, anything you can think of, really.
Now for the poll results. The question was, which do you prefer, TV or music? We asked 29 people, and 14 said TV, and 15 said music.
What do you like, Vicky, TV or music?
I'd probably have to say music.
What about you?
Same, probably music. It's like,
I don't really know, because I'm a bit of a TV addict, but I do like music. Speaking of music, here's our first song, Pavements by Adele.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't last. I know this is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it? Oh, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Yeah. Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Oh, would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing pavements? Oh, should chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere. That
was a good song, wasn't it? I like that song. Adele's good, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good singer.
Probably one of my favourites, actually.
Yeah, do you like her?
Yeah.
Now it's time to test your knowledge with our general knowledge quiz. Okay, hands on buzzers. Okay.
Meow, meow,
yeah,
meow.
Test them. Okay, Vicky is...
Meow.
Ella is... Okay, stop now.
Meow.
Okay, first question. What currency is used in France?
Meow.
Ella?
The euro, or used to be the franc.
I have the francs written down here, so yep.
So, do you go to France often?
I've been a couple of times.
I like France, it's good.
Okay, next question. What are the uprights of cricket wickets called?
I have no idea. Do you?
No, I'm not a great fan of cricket, personally.
I don't play cricket, so...
Meow.
Victoria?
Stumps.
Correct.
Oh, how did you know this?
It's one all right now.
Come on.
Please stop looking.
We're waiting.
We're waiting. My grandpa plays a lot of cricket.
Which island is at the toe of Italy?
Beep. Bzz, 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 bzz.
Ella?
Sicily.
Correct.
Have you ever been to Sicily or Italy?
Nope.
Neither have I.
Next question. What is a kelp? Bzz. Ella?
A type of seaweed?
Yep.
Good. You know you can get, like, you can eat seaweed.
Yes, I know. I've had that
it's
before.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Ooh. It's nice. I just like it.
Is alcohol a drug?
Yes.
Yes.
Ella, you only need to press it once.
Yes.
Stop it's a legal drug, isn't it?
Yes. Come on.
I'm trying. I'm just finding a question.
We need a question. It's a quiz. Come on.
We're waiting.
What happens to your eyes when you sneeze? Ella?
They close. It closes.
Correct.
I don't like sneezing. It's...
Not do I.
It's really
and
weird.
And I don't like sniffing either.
Shut up.
Okay, go on. Come on.
If I have 36 bananas, how many people can I give three to? Victoria?
Oh, that's cheating.
Pass.
Ella?
12.
Well done. Vicky, that was kind of obvious. I will.
I'm not very good at maths. Are you?
No.
I don't really like it either.
Yeah, I think we can tell,
no,
Vicky.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
What is the capital of Germany?
Ella. Amsterdam?
No.
I'm not very good at geography.
Vicky, are you? Do you know this?
No.
Oh, Mouse! Berlin.
Correct.
Yay! I don't like geography much either, do you?
No. Not really. Mm. There's just certain little things which I know.
Yeah, me too.
Which creature did St. George slay? Ella? Oh,
a dragon.
Correct.
I love fairy tales, don't you?
Well,
I don't love
yeah,
them,
sort of.
But they're cool. And I like St. George's Day.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
cool.
Our quiz over. And obviously, the winner is Ella.
Woohoo, yes!
8-1.
Vicky. Okay, now time for our exclusive interview with Barbara Hepworth. The reason we're playing this interview is because it's the special anniversary of it. It's 50 years since this interview was done. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
So, why do you make sculptures?
Because I enjoy doing it. It's great fun.
So, have you done any other work apart from sculptures then?
Why, yes, I've done a couple of paintings.
So, what do you prefer, sculpting or painting?
I like both, but I think sculpting's more exciting and physical.
So, do you have any other hobbies apart from sculpting?
I like to garden. I find that it gives the sculptures more mood and decorates the empty spaces.
Does Henry Moore inspire you, or do you swap ideas sometimes?
Well, since we live so far away, we don't see each other much. But when we do, yes, we do compare ideas.
Did you find it hard to bring up your triplets while making money through sculptures?
Yes, especially as Ben left me.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. That was a pleasure to have you on the show.
That was a cool interview, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure Barbara would have been a really nice person. I would have loved to meet her. So, okay, now it's time for our second song, I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs.
Watching the people get less. watching the people get leery. It's not very pretty, I tell thee. Walking through town is quite scary. Not very sensible. La, 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 la.
That was I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs. Next up we have Goodbye Mr. A by the Hoosiers.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a good song. I love that song also. They were both good songs. Yeah. Really good bands. So, is it now time for our reviews?
yes.
Okay, let's do our reviews then. I'm reviewing the book Utterly Me, Clara Speen by Lauren Child. I really like this book. It's funny and entertaining, and it gets better and better every time I read it. Clara Speen and her friends are always getting into misadventures, and it's a fun book to read. I recommend it for years three and up, because Key Stage 1 wouldn't understand some bits. One of the funniest books I have ever read. 5-star.
I'm reviewing the film, The Spiderwick Chronicles. I'd recommend it for children year 3 and up, unless you're with an adult, because it's a PG. It's a bit scary at times. It's about a family who move to a haunted house. They make friends with fairies and fight with bad goblins. It's Brill. 5-star.
Thank you for that, Vicky. Now for stuff to do at the weekend. Are you sitting around with bags of time, lounging in front of the TV? Do you wish you could spend more time with your friends? Well, here's something to do. My suggestion is start a book club or join one. It's a great way to get together with your friends, and if you enjoy reading, it's good also. Just pick a book and read it for 2 or 3 weeks. Meet every 2 or 3 weeks and discuss the book, and then just talk and maybe eat cakes or something. And it's a good social activity.
I'm suggesting that you could go to your local leisure centre. Somewhere like Felix, though, is quite good, because there's a swimming pool where you can go swimming, and there's a gym for your parents. It's great fun for all ages.
My suggestion is to get a couple of your mates and go roller skating. It's really fun. I suggest that you go to Northgate because it's closest to Beelings. On an average price, it's £2.10 per person. It's really fun, and you also pick up some skills along the way.
Okay, and now I'm afraid it's very nearly the end of our show. This is Ella,
Victoria and
Ailey,
going away with Yvonne Beelings. Now time for our last song, It's Raining Men by The Weather Girls.